This is Ozarks at Large for Tuesday, April 24th, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. KUAF is proud to co-sponsor the 2012 Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. This 10K and 5K race, plus a one-mile family walk, will be held on Saturday, April 28th at the Pinnacle Hills Promenade in Rogers. A pre-race pasta party will be held on Friday, April 27th. Race forms, pasta tickets, and more information are available at KomenOzark.org or 750-PINK.
In about 6 minutes on Ozarks, six young, undocumented men and women come out of the shadows. University of Arkansas Chancellor G. David Gearhart last night moderated a panel discussion about growing up in America without legal status. Last night's event was attended by about 750 people and streamed live on the web.
Plus, The Lion in Winter on stage at Northwest Arkansas Community College. And TV shows few are watching but may be worth some attention.
First, other items receiving attention today. New polling numbers from TalkBusiness.net and Hendricks College indicate a dead heat in the race for the Republican nomination in Arkansas's 4th Congressional District. Beth Ann Rankin, the 2010 GOP nominee, and Tom Cotton, a political newcomer, are both getting approval of 38.5% of 542 likely Republican voters in that new poll. 14.5% say they're undecided about the May 22nd primary race. The rest are supporting John Cowart, a latecomer to the race. The 4th District now extends into Northwest Arkansas, including parts of Crawford and Madison counties.
Retiring 4th District Congressman Mike Ross met yesterday with fellow lawmakers and community representatives of several areas of the state which are benefiting financially from natural gas drilling. The Democrat says he is opposing a ballot initiative to raise the state's severance tax on gas drilling because he says the current level is fair and could hurt the state's economic progress that natural gas drilling has brought to the state.
All of this economic progress could be stopped by the proposed increase to the natural gas severance tax rate. An increase in this tax rate will dramatically slow down drilling and production and jeopardize thousands of Arkansas jobs, something we can't afford to let happen.
Natural gas drillers in the state are currently taxed between 1.25 and 5%, depending on the age and amount of gas a specific gas well produces. The proposed increase, designed by former natural gas company executive Sheffield Nelson, would direct increased tax monies to road construction and repair.
A small school district north of Mena has been named among the first ever Green Ribbon schools by the U.S. Department of Education. Acorn School District is one of 78 schools in 29 states to receive the distinction. The designation is a federal recognition program that opened in September of last year. Honored schools exercise a comprehensive approach to creating green environments through reducing environmental impact, promoting health, and ensuring a high-quality environmental and outdoor education to prepare students with the 21st century skills and sustainability concepts needed in the growing global economy. The Arkansas Department of Health is encouraging Arkansans to take precaution against ticks as temperatures turn warmer. In recent years, the number of tick-related illnesses spiked. Dr. Dick Hassenlau says many people taking to the outdoors may not even realize they've been bitten.
They typically bite. The bite is painless. They may hold on for 3 days or 4 days. And the tiny little ticks, some of the ticks we're talking about are absolutely tiny. You may never even notice. It's not necessarily like a dog tick where they might swell up to the size of a grape. These things may stay quite small.
Common symptoms of tick-related illnesses included fever, rash, and a prolonged headache. Dr. Hassenlau says while some tick-related illnesses can be very serious, even deadly, they're not a problem if detected early.
Northwest Technical Institute is celebrating a new addition today. The school is holding a ribbon cutting for a newly enlarged adult education building at the Springdale campus. The United States Attorney General, Eric Holder, is scheduled to be in Arkansas tonight. He's to deliver a lecture about human trafficking at the State House Convention Center in Little Rock later this evening. The United Nations estimates as many as 2.4 million people worldwide are victims of human trafficking each year.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration are teaming up for the first ever nationwide Severe Weather Preparedness Week this week. April is the traditional start of tornado season, and FEMA and NOAA are encouraging people in Arkansas, one of the states with the highest number of tornado deaths over the past 50 years, to enact what are called action plans and to have emergency supplies in place. John Robinson with the National Weather Service office in Arkansas says simply being better prepared can save lives.
You need to have your plan in place. You know, when the danger is coming down our street and it's the very last minute, that's not when we do our best thinking. our best reasoning. We need to know ahead of time, where am I going to go in my house or my business or wherever I am at that particular time that would likely be the safest place in that structure?
John Robinson says weather services in Kansas and Missouri are testing more strongly worded warnings to encourage people to seek shelter in the face of oncoming storms. If successful, those changes may be introduced in Arkansas.
The University of Arkansas football team will go into the next season with a new head coach. John L. Smith will receive a base pay of $850,000 for a 10-month term. He is a former assistant coach at the University of Arkansas and will take over for Bobby Petrino, who was fired this month. Smith worked as an assistant under Petrino before leaving late last year to accept the head coaching job at his alma mater, Weber State.
The Razorback baseball team, now ranked 21st in the country, will host Oral Roberts University tonight in Fayetteville. Then this weekend, the team returns to SEC play with three games at number 5 Florida in Gainesville. The University of Arkansas Fort Smith Lions baseball team hosts Central Oklahoma at 5 tonight. The Lions have won their last 6. And the Northwest Arkansas Naturals continue their second homestand of the season tonight at Arvest Ballpark in Springdale against Springfield. Last night, the Nats downed the Cardinals 5-0.